This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Iran's foreign minister has dismissed a new U.S. campaign designed to sow discord among the Iranian people. Mohammad Javad Zarif hitting back in a tweet by President Donald Trump, who Sunday said Tehran risked dire consequences if it threatened the U.S. Zarif responded by tweeting, "Color us unimpressed." At the White House, presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump was responding to a weekend warning by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani that Washington's hostile policies could lead to the mother of all wars.
The president's been, I think, pretty strong since day one in his language towards Iran. He was responding to comments made from them, and he's going to continue to focus on the safety and security of American people.
Mr. Rouhani also held out the hope of peace with the U.S. Sanders was asked if Mr. Trump could reach out to Iran as he did with North Korea.
That would be a determination that the president would make on what that looks like. But the ultimate goal and the focus of the president is making sure that we keep nuclear weapons out of their hands and that we focus on the protection of Americans.
Indiana University analyst Hussein Benai said the war of words gives rise to tensions that could result in conflict.
More importantly, I think it opens a door to third-party spoilers like Israel or Saudi Arabia to really seize this opportunity to really draw the Iranians or the Americans into open military conflict.
The U.S. is preparing to reimpose sanctions on Tehran after leaving the international nuclear agreement. Rwanda hosted two world leaders Monday, China's President Xi Jinping signing a series of deals involving loans and grants. India's Prime Minister Modi was welcomed by President Paul Kagame.
This visit, the first by the Indian Prime Minister, represents a milestone in the long standing friendship and cooperation between Rwanda and India.
This is VOA News. An Israeli official is quoted as saying his government has rejected a new Russian offer to keep Iranian forces in Syria away from the Golan Heights. Israel has demanded all Iranian forces leave Syria. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hosted talks Monday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Meanwhile, Damascus condemned the Israeli operation to evacuate hundreds of so-called White Helmet rescue workers, calling it a criminal operation. More than 400 will pull out Saturday to Jordan as pro-regime forces consolidate their hold in the southwest. A stone weighing 100 kilograms fell from the ancient Western Wall in Jerusalem, narrowly missing a worshiper. Yisrael Hassan, chairman of the Israel Antiquities Authority, said the stone fell as a result of natural erosion of the 2,000-year-old structure. A part of the wall has been closed off to the public. The incident occurred just one day after tens of thousands converged to visit the Western Wall. In Greece, at least 20 people have been killed, more than 100 injured, as a wildfire sweeps through populated areas of the east near Athens. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said this is a difficult moment for the Attica region. He said hundreds of firefighters and vehicles have been mobilized. The country has appealed to the European Union for additional firefighting assets. At the same time, Sweden is battling more than two dozen active fires, while blazes continue to threaten Yosemite National Park in California. In Somalia, al-Shabaab militants claim to have killed more than two dozen soldiers Monday as jihadists stormed a military base north of the regional capital, Kismayo. The state news agency said nearly 90 of the militant fighters were killed. Neither could be independently confirmed. The International Monetary Fund has warned that Venezuela's inflation rate could top 1,000,000% by year's end, liken it to a post-World War I Germany or Zimbabwe in the last decade. Jeff Ramsey is a Venezuela analyst at the Washington office on Latin America.
The Venezuelan government does not have a handle on its own economy. Hyperinflation is running rampant. People are seeing their savings, you know, wiped out in a matter of weeks. You know, I think the situation is very serious.
The IMF warned the collapse of economic activity, hyperinflation, and increasing deterioration will lead to intensifying spillover effects on neighboring countries. On Wall Street, rising bond yields are seen by investors as a sign of a strengthening U.S. economy. That helps send prices higher, the S&P 500 index adding 5 points to 2806. Shares of Google parent Alphabet exceeded expectations in the second quarter. That boosted after-hours trading. The sales of existing U.S. homes fell for a third month in a row in June, pushing prices to an all-time high. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.